This is UN in Africa from the United Nations in New York. I'm Jocelyn Sambira. In this week's program, Somali refugees in Kenya's Dadaab camp cannot be forgotten, the UN Refugee Agency warns, and thousands of children, refugees and migrants are crossing the Mediterranean Sea from North Africa to Italy on their own. But first, attacks by the Lord's Resistance Army Group in the Central African Republic, CAR, have notably increased in recent months. That's according to the head of the UN Regional Office for Central Africa, Abdoulaye Batili. The special representative was briefing the UN Security Council on the challenges faced by the whole region in light of the continuing Boko Haram terror threat and political upheaval. Daniel Dickinson reports.
The Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, is a rebel force which originated in northern Uganda in the late 1980s. It's infamous for its policy of abducting and recruiting children and using rape and sexual slavery as weapons of war. While its leader, Joseph Kony, was indicted for war crimes 11 years ago by the International Criminal Court, he remains at large. The LRA is now focused in Central African states, and Mr. Batili told the council that after lying low, the rebel group was once more on the offensive.
LRA has notably increased its alleged attack in the Central African Republic, reportedly extending into areas that had previously seen little to no LRA movement. LRA appears now to be deviating from what had been a low-profile posture, with attacks against larger and less isolated populations area being noted and increased number of children kidnapped and kept.
Mr. Batili also described the Boko Haram terrorist group, which has caused major displacement and humanitarian suffering across West and Central Africa, as still a serious threat. That's despite some military success through counter-insurgency operations across the Lake Chad region.
Despite the successes achieved, Boko Haram continued to pose a serious threat to regional stability. The group persists in targeting civilians, including through suicide attacks, often using young girls as bombers.
Special Representative Batili said there were hopeful signs across the region, including the successful electoral process in CAR this year, which he described as an important milestone. But huge challenges remained, he said. The Secretary General of the Economic Community of Central African States, Ahmad Alami, also briefed the council and told members that peace and security had become a chief concern of his membership, despite the priority being the new Central African Free Trade Area launched last month. His words were spoken by an interpreter.
So it is essential for the international community to significantly increase its support in various forms to allow these states to achieve the goal of eradicating Boko Haram.
He also called on the UN to continue to provide all the support it could to help create a more secure and prosperous region, free from the scourge of terrorism. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.
Thousands of children have crossed the Mediterranean Sea from North Africa to Italy so far this year, and 9 in 10 of them were on their own, the UN has warned. According to the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, more than 7,000 unaccompanied youngsters reached Italian shores in the first 5 months of 2016, coming mainly from Nigeria, Eritrea, Somalia, and the Gambia. Here's Daniel Johnson in Geneva.
In a new report, the agency warns that unaccompanied children heading to Europe often face violence and abuse because of a so-called pay-as-you-go arrangement with smugglers. Here's UNICEF spokesperson Sarah Crow.
Growing numbers of unaccompanied refugee and migrant children arriving in Italy every day are at alarming risk of abuse, exploitation, and death. Many, as you know, will not survive the journey. Those that do often disappear into forced labour, prostitution or detention.
One of the testimonies taken by UNICEF is from a 16-year-old Emamo, who said he was forced to work for 2 months on a farm in Libya to repay smugglers and locked up after working so he could not leave. In his words, if you try to run, they shoot you. If you stop working, they beat you. Emamo reached the North African country after journeying from the Gambia, Senegal, Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger. While most of the unaccompanied or separated children travelling to Europe from North Africa are boys, Italian social workers also reported that some girls were pregnant when they arrived in Italy after being raped. Relatively few families take the central Mediterranean route to Italy because of the hardships and dangers involved. Latest data from the International Organization for Migration shows that an estimated 2,438 people have died so far this year after leaving the North Africa coastline. Smugglers are known to cram people aboard unseaworthy fishing boats or dinghies with unreliable engines and insufficient fuel to reach Europe. And just about every child who arrives on the Italian island of Lampedusa or in Sicily has a harrowing story to tell, UNICEF says. Children like Omar, who fled Somalia at 16 when an armed group threatened to kill him because he refused to join their ranks. He describes how smugglers held him ransom and beat him until his family sent funds. They then put him on a boat to Europe, where he remembers seeing people drown as it began to sink before being rescued by an Italian ship. UNICEF spokesperson Sarah Crowe again.
Every country, those they leave, those they cross, and those in which they settle, has a duty to protect these children. And this is often forgotten. So, of course, this message is very clearly to the sub-Saharan African governments where they come from as well. These children need to be monitored, they need to be protected, and they need to be cared for at every step of the way.
With nearly a quarter of a million migrants in Libya, tens of thousands of them unaccompanied children, UNICEF warns that many more minors could be preparing to cross the Mediterranean Sea this summer. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.
The nearly 350,000 predominantly Somali refugees in Kenya's Dadaab camp cannot be forgotten. That's according to Filippo Grandi, High Commissioner for the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Authorities in the East African nation have announced their plan to repatriate the refugees and close the camp. Mr. Grandi recently took a three-day visit to Kenya and Somalia and visited the camp, considered the largest in the world. Janie Kangelosi has the story.
Singing and waving flags, the people of Dadaab refugee camp welcomed UNHCR Chief Filippo Grandi. The sky was cloudy as the High Commissioner talked with camp leaders and walked the well-tread dusty paths. Mr. Grandi's visit came just as the Kenyan government warned of its plans to shut the camp down. Halima, a refugee from Somalia, had this to say.
We are ready to go back to our country, but it's not the time be today or tomorrow because of the challenges and the reasons why we came fleeing from Somalia. Still, some of the challenges are still there.
For over 25 years, Kenya has hosted the camp, but the cost to the government and surrounding communities has been great. Mr. Grandi agreed that returning the displaced to Somalia is the eventual goal, but only in the right circumstances.
The best solution for Somali refugees, just for like any other refugees, is to eventually go back in safety and dignity to their own country, Somalia, on a voluntary basis according to international principles.
UNHCR began helping refugees return to Somalia voluntarily in 2013. To date, more than 14,000 from Dadaab camp have been able to go back. But Mr. Grandi believes there is still work to be done within the country.
We cannot treat this problem of Somali refugees with business as usual. We have to turn the page, and what is most important is investing. Investing in Somalia, as I said, this is very, very important, and it is not just an economic and material investment, it is investing in the security of that country and in its political stability.
Internal threats like the Al-Shabaab terrorist group still loom large over the Horn of Africa nation. The Kenyan government recently made assurances that they would meet the rights and obligations of the returning Somalis. Here's Mr. Grandi once again.
As the High Commissioner for Refugees, I hope they will listen to me when I say that the refugees here cannot be forgotten.
Janie Kangelosi, United Nations.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of UN in Africa. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jocelyn Sambira.